And then it's so amazing because it says the Spirit drove him out into the desert to be into the wilderness amongst the wild beasts, and the devil came there to tempt him. The very end of that stay, at the very end when Jesus was at his weakest, the first temptation is bread. Why? There's two reasons. First, let me connect it to the gifts. The devil tempts Jesus with bread because he specifically wants him to doubt in God the Father's ability to provide. The devil wants Jesus to doubt that God the Father has the gold. And God the Father has not just the gold, but all the gold. And Jesus was right. We don't need bread. We don't need air or water. We don't need anything. We don't need clothing. We don't need shelter. We need God the Father. If all we have is God the Father, we can live. Because he lets us breathe. He lets us see. He lets us eat. He lets us even have the strength to put on clothing. If he didn't give us what he gives us, nothing else would matter. And the devil wanted Jesus to forget that. He wanted him to say, so to speak, I can give you, make yourself give yourself what you need, because God the Father will not. He will not provide. And that's often a temptation that we're given. When we're lacking resources, we freak out and we think God isn't going to provide. This just happened here in Texas when people are out of warmth, out of electricity, out of water, and they're freaking out because they need that to survive. And no, they don't. They need God the Father to survive. So the devil was already tempting all of Texas with bread and saying, turn stone into bread, because God the Father won't give you what you need. He does not have the gold. And Jesus was smart enough to say, yes, he does. You don't need bread to survive. All you need is the word that comes from the mouth of God. So that's super significant. Why was bread tempting to Jesus? For this reason, because Jesus knew that God the Father would eventually let him make the bread that he wanted to make. What was the bread that God the Father wanted Jesus to make? For those of you that are Catholic, the Eucharist. And Jesus knew that one day God the Father would give him that opportunity. The devil was offering Jesus a false Eucharist. Think about that. Have you ever heard that? No. You know it's true. The devil was offering Jesus a false Eucharist. Make this. I dare you. Because your Father will not give you what you want or need. You can already see how that connects to our own lives. I don't even have to explain it to you, because the devil always tells us this, that God the Father will not give us what we really want. The second temptation, and they're mixed. You know, if you read the Gospels in Luke, they're in one order, and in Matthew and Mark, they're in a different one. Actually, Mark doesn't even mention the three temptations. Go and read that. But Matthew does. So I don't remember which one is in which order, but in the second temptation, the devil takes Jesus to a high place and says, throw yourself down and your Father will catch you. Why is that the next temptation? Because the devil was saying, okay, so you didn't fall for my false Eucharist. I see that you believe that God will provide for you. If he really will provide for you, then throw yourself down and he'll catch you, even if you're about to kill yourself. So he was playing on what he was finding out that Jesus knew. Do you see that? He understood what Jesus knew and took the next step. If God will give you everything, wow, yeah, good God that you have, kill yourself and he'll save you. This is connected to the gift of myrrh. Remember what I said about the gift of myrrh? It's related to the second person of the Trinity, the one who became incarnate as Jesus and sacrificed himself for others. The devil was offering Jesus a false sacrifice. He was offering him suicide, not sacrifice. And what the second person of the Trinity came to do was sacrifice, not suicide. Looks the same, same letter, same sounds in the words, different realities. One is where you freely lay down according to the will of God, and another is where you take your own life against the will of God. Very different experiences, very different inner realities. The devil was offering Jesus a false crucifixion. Why was it tempting to Jesus? Because Jesus wanted to die on the cross, but not the way that the devil wanted it. He wanted to die on the cross as his Father wanted, and the devil was tempting Jesus' own desire for that by offering him this false crucifixion, this false death on the cross. Now that the devil sees, okay, you believe that God will provide everything for you, but you're not going to go so far as to tempt God. So I see that you don't believe that God will give you everything. He's not going to save you from suicide. Let me offer you everything. That's why that's the next temptation. He takes him and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and says, now that God won't give you everything you want, that God will give you only the good things, that God's not going to give you sin, let me offer you some of that. Does that sound familiar? Does that not sound like the voice of Satan in your mind and in your heart? God wants to give you everything, but he doesn't want to give you that. Now let me offer it to you. All you have to do is worship me. Sound familiar? Every day you encounter this, probably 20 times a day. He shows him all the kingdoms of the world. All you have to do is worship me. This temptation is connected to the frankincense. What is frankincense for? For worshiping God. It's the incense that we lift up to God. And incense was expensive. So when you burned it, you literally were like burning money for God. You were like saying, God, here's my money, burning it for you. It's yours, not mine. And it was a way of saying, you are God and I'm just a creature.